what the governor said, what the governor did, and just what it's going to mean. Can you stay with us another segment?
Yeah, I got another segment in me.
Oh, there you go. I just absolutely love it. He's with us every week, and for a reason, because he knows what's going on in state government and how it impacts us back here at home. He is State Senator Scott Hammond, Nevada District 18. Stick around, more with Scott Hammond coming up as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. A little bit later on, we'll have highlights from the governor's press conference yesterday. It was interesting. Some of it made me really happy. The fact that we're not getting hit harder by the governor. I mean, he could have taken us the Gavin Newsom road. He did not. But the other part of this is that he played the federal bailout card, which I was none too happy with. So we'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Now at 4:30, as we check out our traffic cams right now, we are getting rush hour flows right now. You are bumper-to-bumper on the Beltway, 215 westbound at Green Valley. Very slow through there. Also, you're going to be tapping the brakes there on the east side of the 215 at the airport connector. Those lane restrictions are continuing for the next few weeks in North Las Vegas on Interstate 15. Northbound, that begins at Cheyenne, but also on the southbound side, beginning at Craig. So expect delays as you work your way through that corridor. You'll tap the brakes there at the Spaghetti Bowl, 515 West at Las Vegas Boulevard. And do look for some moderate flows, U.S. 95 East at Decatur.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. It was a bad Sunday for the Raiders. They lose to the Colts 44-27 shortly after the loss. Head coach John Gruden firing defensive coordinator Paul Gunther. He was very unhappy, Gruden was, after the game, and he made that clear during his media availability. And now first-year defensive line coach Rod Marinelli is going to serve as the interim defensive coordinator to finish out the season in the loss to the Colts. Derek Carr does pass for 316 yards. He had two touchdowns but also two interceptions. Up next for the Raiders, a short week as they match up against the Chargers coming up on Thursday. This Sports Flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Shop amazing specials now while supplies last at Macy's Gifts You'll Love to Give sale. Like great deals on coats for him and her from Calvin Klein, Anne Klein, and more top designers. Just $100 and under. Save big on handbags and wallets, now 40% off. And create a cozy retreat at home with 70% off warm throws and flannel bedding from Martha Stewart Collection. Now through Thursday at Macy's. Plus, get $10 in Macy's money for every $50 spent. Up to $40 Macy's money.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
Hey, it's Pat Casale with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add two new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor a plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Again, Scott Hammond joining us, State Senator, Nevada District 18. The governor spoke to the state yesterday at 4 o'clock between football games, and the mitigation is continuing. I'm curious if Scott, you liked what you heard. Was there stuff you didn't like? What did you think overall?
You know, it's funny because every time he announces that he's going to speak, you know, it's not only me, it's a collective groan throughout my house. It's like, oh, what else is he going to say? Like, everybody in my house, my wife included, more especially my wife, like, oh. And so we don't actually watch the press conferences because I just know, I mean, I go back to the 80s when somebody invented the brick, you know, that foam brick that you could throw at the TV.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, you know, if we had something like that, we'd probably be throwing it at our computer screens or whatever. I don't want that. So we wait till he's done, and then we go through and we find out the text. And my wife likes to read the text, and then we kind of stop and analyze it. And, you know, the biggest concern she had was again, schools, because she's at a charter school, and she's, you know, teaching. And, you know, the governor announced 25%, and yet the charter authority had said 40% could start going back, because they're all making plans, right? They're making plans for when the Christmas break is over, and they're going back to school in January. You know, what can they do? How many students can they have in at one time? So that was what we clued in on the most, was, you know, how much of an impact will this have? And he really didn't address that. I think he's letting the schools, the charter authority, the school districts, because I know the CCSD is also formulating a plan. They're trying to get the kids back into schools. And so that's what we really focused in on. The concern I have is still, you know, the 25% for a lot of the businesses, you know, it's really hard for a business to conduct any kind of sustained growth under 25%. I mean, a lot of them are just saying, look, I can't even afford to stay open at 25% capacity, and a lot of them are just staying closed, not only in California, but here as well. And so that really worried me. As much as it was hard to understand what he was saying about or muddling through with the tourism and tourists in that economy, I'm glad that he's not shutting any down further than he has. I just wish that, you know, like we in the Clark County, and I have to give Clark County Commission a lot of credit. They really were on top of this in July and August when they had the opportunity to do it, and they were prepared for when COVID came back during the flu season, and so they put a lot of things in place. So I'm glad that, you know, that their work isn't overlooked. You know, I like the idea of allowing them to continue to try and find ways to mitigate so that it doesn't hit us as hard. Washoe, I know, was hit hard. I'm not sure if they put the same steps in place as we did down here. So those are the kind of things we were keying in on as we watched read the governor's statements yesterday.
Let me just ask you, the eviction moratorium extension, I know a lot of people who have been out of their homes and they're facing eviction. I also know a lot of landlords who say, well, who's going to take care of me? And I didn't hear anything about who's going to take care of the landlords.
Crickets.
Yeah.
That is a mess. That is going to be a mess. And I have to, you know, ever since he made that, I did key on that yesterday as well, because one of the things that I know is going on is the CHAP program, the CHAP program. But I got to look into that a little bit more, because I have to understand. I understand that right now, in order to access the money, that there has to be an eviction. And once the eviction happens, then they can go to mediation. But I think there may be another way to do that. Because if without an eviction, then of course you can't go to mediation, which means that the renter cannot access that money. But I think there's got to be another way to do that. And so I've got to look into that a little bit more, because we certainly want, if there's money left in that program, we want renters to be able to access that, because then they can actually pay their rent so it doesn't adversely affect landlords, especially those who are counting on that money to actually pay the mortgage on a home or whatever else, so that that person can eventually stay there, that renter can actually stay in that place. So there's a domino effect, and somehow we're really leaving out of the whole equation the person who's the rentee, right? The person who's lending out their home and/or apartment to renters, and that's going to be devastating when all that's said and done.
Final minute. What's the deal on the Teletown Hall? I understand you're making plans for another one next week.
Yeah, we're going to do it on Tuesday night. I've got a hold of my folks, and I think we're going to be able to get one up and running on Tuesday night, sort of a Christmas week Teletown Hall. And then in January, we'll start doing those. We'll do one in January, then February, we're going to do it every week during the legislative session. I want to keep everybody as in the loop as possible. I want everybody to know what's going on, what bills are coming through, what are the issues of the week, and really just, you know, make sure I'm connecting to all my constituents and others outside my district, because I know there's a lot of people outside the district who listen in as well.
They love it. I love it. Scott, always good. If folks want to reach out to you, how do they do it?
You can go to HammondFordNevada.com. I always answer my phone. I know I get a lot of people still just bewildered that I actually answer my phone, but that, you know, I give that out to anybody. I mean, because I want people to know that they have access. So I always give that out. But at HammondFordNevada is also my Twitter account. So there's lots of different ways. Phone number is 702-523-9055. Love to connect to people. You can text me whatever you need to do.
Sounds good. Scott, you have a great week. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Hey, guys, always good connecting with you. And everybody out there, have a good, safe week.
Very good. Scott Hammond, State Senator, Nevada District 18. Tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take you live to Wilmington, Delaware, where the Vice President... former Vice President, now currently the President-elect, Joe Biden, is speaking after winning the Electoral College. This is right now live. Let's take you there now.
Done throughout our history to unite, to heal. As I said in this campaign, I will be president for all Americans. I'll work just as hard for those of you who didn't vote for me as it will for those who did. There's urgent work in front of us. Getting this pandemic under control and getting the nation vaccinated against this virus. Delivering immediate economic help so badly needed by so many Americans who are hurting today. And then building our economy back better than it ever was. And in doing so, we need to work together to give each other a chance to lower the temperature. And most of all, we need to stand in solidarity as fellow Americans to see each other, our pains, our struggles, our hopes, and our dreams. We're a great nation. We're good people. We may come from different places, hold different beliefs, but we share in common a love for this country, a belief in its limitless possibilities. For we, the United States of America, has always set the example for the world for a peaceful transition of power. We'll do so again. I know the task before us won't be easy. It's tempered by the pain so many of us are feeling. Today, our nation passed a grim milestone. 300,000 deaths due to this COVID virus. My heart goes out to each of you in this dark winter of the pandemic. About to spend the holidays and the new year with a black hole in your hearts, without the ones you loved at your side. My heart goes out to all of you who have fallen in hard times through no fault of your own, unable to sleep at night, staring at the ceiling, and weighed down by the worry of what tomorrow will bring for you, and equally important for your family. But we faced difficult times before in our history. I know we'll get through this one, but together. That's how we get through it, together. So as we start the hard work to be done, may this moment give us the strength to rebuild this house of ours upon a rock that can never be washed away. As in the prayer of St. Francis, for where there is discord, union, Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is darkness, light. This is who we are as a nation. This is the America we love. And that is the America we're going to be. So thank you all. May God bless you. And may God protect our troops. And
there you go. The president-elect, he won the Electoral College vote today. And, of course, the next step will be the, obviously, January 20th, the inauguration. And that was live from Wilmington, Delaware. You guessed it, Wilmington, Delaware. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
For weeks now, you've heard me talking about the December 7th deadline for enrollment of your Medicare plan. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Well, the deadline has come and gone, but for some of you, there may be an opportunity to enroll in a plan until December 31st. To find out if you qualify for this late enrollment, call my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. If you're turning 65 in the next 4 months, you need to talk to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. If you've lost your employer-based coverage, or maybe you're contemplating retirement, you need to speak with Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. And the consultation is absolutely free. It won't cost you a dime. I've been a client of Blue Sky Insurance for 3+ years. Their customer service has been absolutely incredible. They can do the same thing for you. Just call Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. 702-410-8020. Or check them out online at blueskylv.com.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
You have an ugly, embarrassing fungus on your toes and don't know what to do. You've tried topical medications and they simply didn't work. You're fearful of the doctor's knife, painful laser treatments, and don't want any part of sulfur-containing oral drugs. Well, Bye Bye Fungus is your answer for fast, safe, and effective treatment of awful fungal infections. Bye Bye Fungus is based upon advanced technology that utilizes a patented combination of isoamyl lactate and jojoba oil. No other topical product includes this patented combination of ingredients, which work together to quickly eradicate the fungus. Bye Bye Fungus is as easy to apply as nail polish. And for a limited time, you can receive a 20% discount by calling 1-800-258-3635 and mentioning the Kevin Wall Show. That's 1-800-258-3635. Or visit us at byebyefungus.com and enter the discount code WALL.
Have you mixed your pain meds, your sleep meds, your allergy meds? Call the Poison Helpline. Has your child eaten a tube of toothpaste, a chip of paint, a wild mushroom? Call the Poison Helpline. Have you been bitten by a spider, a snake, an insect? Call the Poison Helpline. Poisonings can happen at the home, on the job, or in the great outdoors. Call the Poison Helpline first for fast, free advice from medical professionals. Call 1-800-222-1222 anytime, anywhere. 1-800-222-1222. Save the number, save a life. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local with Kevin Wall brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old school Vegas atmosphere at one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24/7, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. I want you to hear more from the governor. You've heard from the president-elect. We were fortunate to be able to get live coverage from Wilmington, Delaware, of all places. God, anybody surprised by that? I want you to hear the governor, and this was justifying, if you will, the eviction moratorium, which, you know, I go both ways, because I know landlords who are losing tons of dough every month the longer this eviction moratorium goes. This is cut four. This is the governor yesterday between football games. Here he is.
According to our state health officials, when people are evicted, they're at a higher risk of getting COVID-19, as families may be forced to share a smaller space or live in crowded shelters. Local officials are also concerned with the possibility of our shelters and other congregate housing options being overrun with homeless families. This is a reality we cannot afford to risk at this time. During this current surge we are experiencing, it is critical that we do all we can to keep Nevadans in their homes and mitigate the risk of spread and infection. As I have been clear from the start, this moratorium does not relieve renters from their obligation to pay rent to their landlords. The state has already created and provided lease addendums where landlords and tenants can work on repayment solutions together. The moratorium will apply to all tenants unable to pay rent and will extend through March 31st. It will not prohibit certain evictions, including, for example, lease breaches for things like unlawful activity or nuisance. We also have rental assistance programs up and running throughout the state, so renters can have some of their outstanding rent for 2020 paid. However, these programs are supported with federal assistance dollars that currently expire at the end of December. That's this month. And we need to ensure that there are protections for tenants going forward. I recognize that this extension will be economically hard on some of our landlords. I know I've asked landlords to sacrifice during this pandemic. And I'm asking you to again do more for a few months so that we can push through what I hope is the last surge of this virus. I will do everything I can do to continue to push for economic assistance for our impacted landlords. This is one of dozens of areas of economic assistance that we are hopeful that the federal government will help provide.
There you have it. That is the governor of the state of Nevada, Steve Sisolak, yesterday between football games, between the late game and the really late game. By the way, was it my imagination or was it a good weekend for football? I mean, so some of the games were really good, and they went right down to the wire. Not too many blowouts. It was fun. Stay where you are. More to come as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
What's good just got better. Wake up with Mike Gallagher weekday mornings from 6 to 9, Heidi Harris from 9 to noon, and Charlie Kirk from noon to 2. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
¶¶ This is your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. Planning for retirement can be a daunting task. Two of the biggest mistakes you can make are failing to save and failing to plan. Here to shed some light on this is America's Wealth Coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta.
Yeah, and Steve, this is a big one because it's not just saving, because a lot of people are saving, doing a real good job, but have no idea what's going to happen with that savings when they need it the most. And to me, it's what we call the financial red zone. Age 52 and above, if we have a nice balance in the 401k, especially if we're in a 60, Steve, we need to make sure that we see what that balance is going to do for us in the future. In other words, what kind of income can we get on the balance we have? Because why are we saving money? Because companies have taken pensions away, so we're having to save for our own pension, otherwise known as the 401k, the 403b, and the thrift savings plan, or on our own in IRAs, or on our own outside of our IRAs. We have lump sums, but the main confusion I see across America is people do not know what that lump sum can translate to as far as a lifetime income strategy. Putting away the lump sum, making sure it grows when you're not needing it, make sure it's protected from going back down. It's great to have a lump sum, Steve. It's horrible to watch that lump sum dissipate, disappear, not be there when you need it the most. And we need to make sure we have a lifetime income plan built into our retirement strategy. You don't have a retirement plan unless you have that lifetime income plan. If you have a balance in a 401k over $100,000, if you're over 55, now's the time to get started. Steve, I'm going to waive our planning fee for the next 10 people who call. We'll put together for you your very own 205-minute retirement plan. We call it the total retirement plan. It'll take 205 minutes of your life. We'll do a lot more work on the backside, but then you'll have a lifetime income you can never outlive and take the worry out of living in retirement.
That sounds great, Coach. Just call 888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932. Or simply text VEGAS to 21000. That's VEGAS to 21000.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered financial advisor.
New Mill Medical has been telling you about their services for a while now. Here is why. They are innovators. Anytime you have an original concept, you'll have somebody come along and try to make it their own. Unfortunately, it's just a cheap imitation. Not with New Mill Medical, because they are the company that got out in front of testosterone replacement and ED treatments. They are the ones leading the way in the nation for sexual health procedures, providing tens of thousands of men in the Las Vegas area for the past 6 years with the help they need. New Mill Medical Special Care starts with the first visit, and they're going to be with you every step of the way. After the first visit, you'll be comfortable and relaxed in their hands, knowing they will be guiding you through whatever you need and any issue you have. Check out New Mail Medical by going to newmailmedical.com. That's N-U-M-A-L-E medical.com. Or call 702-919-0609. Don't go see a cheap imitation. Go to the originators. New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. 702-919-0609.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn. You're thinking of what to get one of your best friends or relative or business associate just in time for the holidays. Send a great tasting gift to friends, family, and business associates. Personalize your gift with a family picture or corporate logo right on the bag of popcorn. It's so cool the way they do it. And get this, take 20% off your purchase by using the promo code KevinWall2020. That's promo code KevinWall, K-E-V-I-N-W-A-L-L, 2020. Order right now at sendpopcorngifts.com. That's sendpopcorngifts.com. Check out Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn. Coming up next hour, I'm very excited to have Jared Fisher on, but for a specific reason. He has a direct tie to some of the victims of that bicycling accident last week on the 95. Down by Searchlight, the Nipton Loop, I guess is what they call it. When I heard that five bicyclists had lost their lives, I was like, the first guy I thought of was Jared Fisher, because he spends a lot of time on his bicycle. And in fact, he cycled to all 17 counties of Nevada. He has done coast-to-coast rides by himself. And I kept thinking, I just pray that he's not involved in this thing. Anyway, we'll talk about that coming up in our next hour. We'll also talk about bicycle safety and how, all of us that are driving need to be careful and mindful of those that are on bicycles. Whether the weather's, you know, cooler as it is now or in the heat of summer, doesn't matter. Stay where you are. More to do. Jared Fisher, owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, will join us coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
For 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided